You to have too much good life. You don't
Yes.
think about Dhamma. You don't think
Yes,
about
correct.
religion. You think
Correct.
life is beautiful, but you will never understand the reality of life and existence until you are confronted with birth, old age, sickness, and death, and the other realities. So when people have the good karmic condition to enjoy life, to have the good life, they never really look at life. We call it complacency. We call it when you are in the midst of joy and happiness, you forgot about doing that duty to develop wisdom and understanding to really completely complement your whatever worldly life. Because the worldly life without the spiritual understanding is still one-sided, lacking. Well, ultimately, no matter how wealthy, how rich, how famous you may be, when you confront old age, sickness, and death, you will still suffer. All the money cannot buy you health. And you will still have to go through that kind of existential reality, which most people cannot confront. That's why without spiritual understanding to complement your worldly life, you cannot have the perfect good life. So to have the perfect good life, you need the spiritual understanding. So do not neglect your life. Determine through your understanding, means your bodhisattva, vow, and all the aspiration, that life after life, whenever you arise, whether you choose to come or you have to come, you will have this understanding to see the urgency of developing this Buddha Dharma understanding so that you can understand life and liberate your mind from all existential issues and problems. Otherwise, it's not easy. That's why my nature has this vow. And life after life, it comes. That's why I teach you, or I share with you all this secret that I have developed, the yellow card. Go and make that understanding. Then also how to break karmic obstruction, how to actually develop the right view, right understanding, then plant the seed of compassion and bodhi, to actually nurture your nature to actually manifest life after life so that you will have the causes and conditions to move forward, to perfect yourself, to go the bodhisattva way, like my wife say, the great compassion will make you a true bodhisattva. When you can be really compassionate and sacrifice, you are a real bodhisattva. Because only bodhisattva can have that type of extensive vow, the four basic vow to take across all living beings. Then to endure and severe all suffering, to do this work and to perfect themselves, all wisdom, all virtue, until the 10 perfection can be fulfilled. So these are very great beings. So great beings need great virtue, born of wisdom, to accomplish whatever they need to do. So cultivation is about developing the understanding and move. And this is most important.